on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hello, it's Casey, and today we are going to help you tune into your own sixth sense. Lisa Kay can teach you to use your intuition and how to develop your natural psychic abilities. Yes, you already have the ability, Lisa says. You just have to learn how to uncover it. A teacher, an author, a blogger, Lisa Kay has degrees in science and engineering, and she also has a degree in metaphysics. And her passion is helping you find your spirituality and your inner divinity. Developing a strong inner guidance system will definitely improve your life. I bet you can think back to a time when your intuition helped you in a big way. Here's the story of how Lisa's intuition helped save her life.
One night I woke up and I was shaking and I couldn't even hold a glass of water, and I knew something was very wrong. So I called the ambulance and they came and took me to the hospital, and they took blood and found out I had bacteria in my blood. But what they did was they said, well, you know, you're not shaking anymore. Go home, see your doctor, which I did. And what did doctors do? They usually give you pills, you know, antibiotics, and I took those, and they didn't help. And every day I would be getting these bouts of my heart would race, and I was short of breath, and I was lying down, and I couldn't understand why this was happening, but it didn't feel right. So it happened again, went to the hospital. This time I said, you know, it's getting worse. I can't, you know, I'm short of breath, and my heart's pounding. What is that? He says, oh, you're hyperventilating. That's fear. And I was like, no, I really don't think so. I think this is something more than that. And he says, no, just go home, continue to take your medicine, you'll be fine. So at this point, my intuition is telling me this is not right, there's something very wrong. And so I kind of turned within, and the messages that I was receiving is that I really need to find a specialist, find an infectious disease specialist, and then I'll be okay. Well, this was over the weekend, and you can't find a doctor on the weekend. So I don't know what to do. The bouts are getting worse. I was then guided by my intuition I picked up this book on how to find the best pediatrician. I don't know why, but, you know, I started to read it. And as I'm reading it, of course, the word pediatrician keeps coming up over and over and over again. And then I realized, wait a minute. My pediatrician is my friend, and he's a neighbor, and he lives down the street. Maybe he knows somebody who could help me. So I go to pick up the phone, and just before I dial, in my head, my intuition again pops this message. It says, he's away on vacation, but he'll be back later. Leave a detailed message. Okay. So I dial. Ring, ring, ring. Doesn't pick up. Voicemail. I leave a detailed message. Later that afternoon, he calls me back and he says, I was away on vacation. I just got your message. I know exactly what you need to do. You need to see a specialist, an infectious disease specialist, and I know one who will see you right away. So, and I'm going to email him now, and he will see you. So the next day, I called this doctor up. He saw me right away, took more blood, said, yes, we have more information for you. Not only do you have bacteria in your blood, but you have a heart infection. And so then he put me in the hospital. So long story short, you know, fortunately I got the treatment and everything is fine. I'm okay. Lots of antibiotics later. It took me about 6 weeks to recover. But had I not gotten the messages to, you know, get that help right away and not just listen to these doctors that were saying, you're okay, just go home, just go home, I don't know whether I'd be here today, because, you know, having a blood infection is very, very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And a heart infection is really bad. And they were actually surprised that, you know, I didn't have any heart damage. Thank God for that.
Right. Or we would have gone right back to that doctor who told you were just fearful.
Right, exactly. Oh, you were just, yeah, that was just fear.
We're talking to Lisa Kay. We're talking about our intuition. And Lisa, now this book about pediatricians, was that just lying around your house?
Yeah, that happened to be a book that I had. Just kind of popped up in my head that I should go read that one amongst the hundreds of books that I have.
So while your intuition clearly was speaking to you, pediatrician, call your neighbor. He's not going to be there. Leave a detailed message. He'll know what to do. You're getting, you know, I mean, I think you know these are true messages because they come to you clearly and calmly, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the thing. You see, that is the key to knowing when you're really getting a message, because many of my students always say, well, I don't, can't tell, is it me, is it my imagination, or is it a real message? And if you understand the characteristics of a real message, and you know when you're really getting one and what to pay attention to. The other thing that's important is knowing how to make your intuition happen when you want it to, how to trigger it. Because when it just pops at you, it's nice, but sometimes, you know, knowing what your friend's gonna, what color your friend's gonna wear today is not very helpful. You want to be able to trigger it and use it in such a way that it's useful to you. And you want to practice it early on such that when you get into a situation like mine where it's more serious, that you can make it happen when you want it to, and when you get the message, you know exactly what it, that it is a message and what it means.
I used to play a game with my husband. We would know the Yankees were on TV, and before we would put it on, I would tell him what the score was. And I was really good at that. But what good does it do anybody, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, but that's good practice.
Yes, good practice.
And that's what I tell people to do. This is how I teach them. I say you got to start with small things. And I actually have created an ebook that has 16 free practices that you can do on your own at home, because the more you practice, just like any skill, the better and better you get. And that's what I did.
We'll get details about the ebook in a minute. Lisa Kay, the guest, and intuition is the topic. I was out to lunch with a girl one time. And this is the first time I ever saw this. We were having a difficult conversation, and she said, excuse me a minute, I just have to go inside, which is something that you said earlier, you know, that you turned inward. And
Yes. And
I watched her. She sort of put her hand on her chest and lowered her head as if she was checking in with a senior advisor, you know, behind her eyes. And I had never seen it happen before, and I thought, well, she's just crazy. But now it's taken many, many years, but that's something I do all the time, even with the littlest decisions. You know, should I buy this or should I buy that? I'll just close my eyes and say, you know, which is it? But what I do is my own little personal thing. I don't know if it's what everybody should be doing. So let's start here. I know you have the list of 16, and we're going to invite everybody to download that. What is something we could do right now today, everyone listening, to sharpen our intuition?
Well, one of the things you could do is, this is easy. Say you're going out to lunch somewhere. You know, a lot of us are at work or we're deciding what to pick on at a restaurant. One of the things you can do is ask, what's the best thing for me to eat today? What is it gonna what's going to feel good to me? What's going to nourish me? And then, you know, if you're, or perhaps you're at the lunch bar, you know, see what you're drawn to. And then see, and then go and eat it and see how you feel. Another fun thing that you can do, which I tell a lot of people, is say you're out driving, and we've all done this. We've been out driving, and we get behind somebody who's really slow, and you're getting annoyed, and it's like, all right, when is this person going to turn off? Well, you can ask your intuition. When is this person going to, you know, exit? When are they going to turn off? Or are they going to stay along with me the whole way down, you know, to my destination? And then see what happens.
All right.
And when you do that, you ask the question, when is this person getting off? And then you see what you feel. Number one, you could do that. You can also imagine in your mind the route as you're going along and see what pops in your head in terms of, do they make that next exit? Do they feel like, or can I imagine and sense that they're going to be with me the whole way? So these are different things you can do.
Okay. When your intuition is talking to you and giving you signs, like call the pediatrician down the street, what is it? Is it something inside of you? Is it something outside of you? Is it an angel? Is it a sixth sense? Where is it coming from?
Actually, it comes both inside you and outside of you. I think a lot of people think, oh, when they see somebody who's come up with this, you know, amazing, intuitive, quote, hit, that it's something that they see outside themselves. But oftentimes it's not. It's actually something that comes up within us, and it comes very quick. It's fleeting. It's often repetitive, and it's very neutral. There's no emotion behind it, so it's not like, oh, you got to do this, otherwise, you know, something awful is going to happen. It's going to be, you know, turn left right now, or get into the right lane. as you're driving. There's no emotion to it. So those are some of the things that ways it comes to you. It could be also a feeling. You know, you're drawn to something. One of the ways I describe it to people is, let's say to my students, is if you open up a magazine and you're looking through the pictures, and then maybe you see this ad for chocolate. I happen to love chocolate. And you're drawn to it. It's like, oh, wow, I would love to have that. Or a picture of a vacation scene. I want to go there. Or you're walking down through the mall, say, and something makes you feel like you wanted to go into that store. So those are the feelings. Those are the kinds of ways you might get it. Or it might be an image that flashes in your mind.
Okay. And you say we should learn how to make it be there for us instead of it just popping up from time to time. How do we do that?
The way you do that is to trigger your intuition with a question. That's the key, one of the key things. And the next thing, and I talk about the 10 key secrets to intuition, and I'll kind of give you the surprise ending right away, right here. The best way to receive your intuition, first you trigger it by asking a question, and then the second thing is to basically answer this question. Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom?
Yeah, now what do I mean by where's the bathroom? What's important about that question is that if you are out, so let's say you're out in a restaurant and you need to go to the bathroom. So you get up and you ask somebody. Now you really got to go. So when you ask the question, what do you do when you wait for the answer? You're open. You're calm.
Yeah.
And you're all ears. You're not trying to second guess. Oh, I know what they're going to say. It's over there in the back, or it's, you know, on the right behind the bar. You need to go, so you're open. So that's the state that you need to be in when you listen for the answer. That's the state. See, do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. You can't be freaking out. You just have to be attentive and listening for the brief instruction that is about to follow because you need to use the bathroom. Nothing fancy.
Right, exactly. And you're not trying, and that's the problem, is the problem when we're trying to get an intuitive message, we're always, our ego gets in the way.
Yeah.
We second guess it. We're like, oh, or you want this particular answer. I want this answer. I want it to be true. Or it's like, oh, well, you know, they can't be right. So, you know, if you're asking, where's the bathroom, you're not going to go to them and say, well, they can't be right.
Right.
You're like, open, and you pause. That's very, very, very important. That is the number one thing that you need to do, to listen, to hear your intuition.
You've put your preferences aside because you don't care if the bathroom is in the front of the building or the back of the building.
Right. And you get what you get. Whatever answer you get is what you get.
So put your preferences aside, open your ears, and just get the and receive the answer.
Yes. So we're going to trigger our intuition with a question. You know, when is this person going to turn off the road in front of me? Where are they going to leave? And then you pause, and you see what pops up. And what will pop up might be your eye might get drawn to something outside of you, or you might feel within yourself that, okay, they feel like they're going to leave soon. Or, you know, you have that feeling. Sometimes you know that somebody's scheduled that they're going to leave, say, you know, 11 o'clock. So you have a feeling within you that they're not going to be with you at 11:10. Those are the kinds of things that pop up, and that's what you're looking for when you ask the question. You're open, just like, where's the bathroom? And then you pause and wait for these images, these thoughts. Maybe, you know, a little voice in your head pops up.
If you don't listen, when your intuition is trying to send you a message and you don't listen to it, what happens?
Well, a couple things can happen. One thing is that you can, and this happens a lot to people, oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
Right.
Why didn't I listen? Sometimes what happens is, and I'll give you a quick little story. This is what happened to me as I was actually learning. What happens is we will ignore it, and then we won't know that it even came to us. So we want to change it so that we recognize it and we notice it and then we can hone that. So that what happened to me was one day I was visiting a doctor who I was seeing every few months, and I knew from the last visit that he was having a back problem. So I thought, you know what I'm going to do is I'll ask my intuition because I wanted to know how he was doing. So immediately an image popped up in my head that I saw him hunched over on crutches with a white and green striped shirt. And my second thought was, oh my God, don't think like that. That's terrible.
Right.
So I dismissed it, and I tuned in, and I got some information, which happened to be correct. And I waited and came in. And he comes in through the door, and he's hunched over on crutches, wearing a white and green striped shirt. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And I was like, geez, that's the, you know. And then I realized, wait a minute. I saw that, but I dismissed it because I was trained over the years, you know, your mom or your dad says, oh, don't say those things. Don't think those things. That's terrible.
Right. Think positive.
Right. So what happens is, so I didn't listen to that message. I dismissed it. And I was actually, you train yourself to dismiss them for all these other reasons. And that's what happens. So you miss the message. And that's what happens when you don't listen to your intuition and you don't learn to pay attention to it.
So if you had listened to that, perhaps maybe you would have called him up and said, hey, Doc, how you feeling? You know, I had this feeling that you're on crutches, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Very good. All right, so now tell us how we can find out more and get in touch with you and all of that.
Well, you can go to my website. The website is www.lmk88.com, and those are my initials. And if you sign up for my email list, you'll get an immediate download of an e-doc or an e-book called Developing Your Intuition. And in there are 16 free exercises you can do alone. Because one of the problems people say to me all the time is, well, I don't have anybody I can share this with. They think I'm a little funny. But here you can actually practice by yourself. And there are things you can do easily every day, anywhere you go. You go to the grocery store, you're in your home, maybe you're going to a gym class. Tons and tons of things that you can do.
And when you use your intuition wisely, it can save you from bad relationships or bad financial decisions or...
Absolutely.
Steer you towards the good, right?
And yes, and that's the whole reason why we have intuition. I think that's why we were gifted with it, is to help steer us to have a better life, to have a more fulfilled life, because I believe that that's basically what the universe wants for us. And I know it's happened for me over and over again, more abundance, a happier life, great relationships, and saving my life.
Are you ready to tune into your intuition? Contact Lisa Kay. Her website is lmk88.org. That's lmk88.org. Go download the free book, and you're on your way.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.